This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
I am writing this down so I do not forget. So I will remember why I do what is hard but right. I write this to remind myself of what has happened so that when the fear grips me and my resolve wavers, it shall not fail.
What have you done? What have you done?
I am not a hero. I am but a man. A mortal man without much time left upon this earth. But I will attempt to make a difference. I shall stand and fight and likely fail. But I will not go quietly or meekly. Let this, above all else, be my legacy.
The Legacy of Oris Lurko, Mask of the Funeral Clown.
Let's say that instead of four floors, we got only two.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear you. There we go. Good. Good. I'm not. Well, I'm late, but not by an hour, right?
Right.
No. Well, Randall,
you're on time.
Got in, so no worries.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
Although we'll go ahead and fill you in, Seth West, since we're all on summertime now, we're going to move the game back to 1400 GMT, so an hour ago. Starting next week.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
I think we should move it an hour back and forth every week, just to be consistent.
Yeah.
It's like it's summertime switch every week.
Nice. It's the uncertainty principle, you know. You can't know exactly when the game is going to start.
Okay, so I was saying
The building has shrunk.
Yeah, but instead of... Exactly. So instead of four, we got two floors.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't around to see that, because that would probably require a sanity roll to see that happen.
Running away, I don't see that.
So maybe it's like just sank into the ground up to two levels.
Could have been.
Ah, yes.
That's true.
Yes.
There is supposed to be some kind of catacomb underneath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah.
Disturbing.
Those two floors are actually below ground. Too bad we are not there to figure it out.
All right, so let's see where we were at last week.
Running away
in a mess.
Maxime was getting into a horse.
I have a horse.
He found.
I am moving fast. Yes,
and he was trying to run away on the horse. Valus and Agrippa were playing cat and mouse. Agrippa chasing Valus on the streets of Rome, pretending.
Yep.
And
I was aware that he was chasing me, but yeah.
And we got also Marcus standing his ground against three vigils.
Yep.
We got Key on the run with two vigils behind him.
Indeed.
So, let's actually... Do we have Titus today?
We do.
Okay, good. So, let's start with Maxime.
Yes.
Maxime, you're in the horse. On the streets of Rome. At the very beginning, people start looking at you. Then they
I would think so if he's in the horse.
Yeah, and running away from the fire and the fight.
Yes, first order of business is to get away. Very closely followed by an attempt to find someone who can keep their mouth shut and make a successful first aid roll.
Okay.
Let's hope you can ditch the horse.
You can manage to run away on the horse at certain speed from the scene of the crime, but after a while, we get echo. After a while, you were able to, you know, to go to streets where no one actually has noticed the fire or anything. So everything is more quiet. You kind of slow the pace of the horse.
Sorry, guys. I need to step away for a second. Can you go to someone else, Randall?
Okay, sure.
Thanks. Sorry.
And then let's move to Valus and to Agrippa. What are you doing? You were running away from the scene. At the very beginning, you noticed people, you know, saying, "He's running away. Chase him. Catch him." But Agrippa is running behind you. In the confusion, people don't know what to do exactly. So they just let Agrippa chase you on the streets. What are your plans?
Well, I guess it depends on how well I know the area. I don't know if you'd establish that.
Plans? What are these plans?
I'm going to run until I see the first familiar place, then I'm going to hide there.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, you know in a general direction where to go, right?
Your place.
All the roads lead to Rome, so...
Yes, but we're already in Rome, so technically all roads lead away from Rome.
Or to the central of Rome. So you can go, you can find your place. That's not going to be a problem. Is that what you're looking for? Eventually. But because of the way Rome is, let's see. Let's make a lock roll between you and Agrippa. Party lock roll of two.
My luck's probably higher than yours.
Mine's 70.
Yeah, it's higher than yours.
That would be a failure.
Okay.
Hooray.
Everything started going wrong after I started hanging out with you guys. I was the luckiest man in the world until then.
You actually see a couple of guys running behind Agrippa trying to catch you as well. Valus.
Oh.
They're not vigils, they're just Roman citizens. But that's the way Romans look after each other, right?
Oh, so they have joined him in pursuit of me.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Citizens arrest. And by arrest, we mean we beat you with sticks.
I don't really see how that changes my plan. I'm still trying to evade, so...
Okay. Okay, you know that?
I will try and, like... When... He ducks around a corner or something. I will try and, like, he went this way and lead him in the opposite direction.
Okay. Make a fast talk.
That's certainly a skill that I totally have.
Yes, it's probably really needed in charioteering.
Well, you have to be able to look down and tell other charioteers, like, "Hey, your sandals are untied."
you can also use a persuade if you have it.
I actually have a little more persuade. Okay, I guess I'll give that a shot. Well, let's see. That's 95, and it is 15, so...
the guys, I'm blind. Yeah, one of the guys look at you and says, "No, this way," and keeps running after Valus. You can try that again in a while then.
Okay. Alright, well, it was worth a shot.
Let's go to Key.
Yep.
Key is running away. Two vigils behind him.
Yeah.
People screaming on the streets when they see you running.
Good luck, hiding, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to try and find some sort
basically,
of a side street to get out of the main street. Or, well, at least out of the street that we are on now.
Oh, yeah, you can do that easily. That's not going to be a problem. Because of the way Rome is built. But
yeah,
at some point, you know, people will start yelling also and kind of getting away from your path. It's not very common to see a barbarian in full armor running on the street, shield in hand and everything. So
yeah, exactly.
People start screaming, "They are attacking us! They are attacking us!" The people basically don't know what to do of you.
Right, well, I don't really know what to do about them. Anyway, do I
still
see the guards?
Yeah, the vigils are behind you because people screaming and everything is very easy to keep track of you.
All right, I'm going to make a full stop and turn around and face them.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's go with Marcus.
Bring it.
Two demon dogs leap out from behind a corner.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Okay, Marcus, I'm going to give you the chance to go first. You got three guys with you. One of them you already hurt.
Right.
And the other two are pretty much untouched.
Alright, so I will go for the one I hurt already again.
Okay.
I'm going to swing with my Gladius, so that's a 49 off of an 85, so it's a hit. Is he going to try dodge?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm looking for my dice app here. Let's see. This is 100. If I have, he cannot dodge. So you can do damage.
But 3. 1 d6 plus 1 plus 1d4. Wow, that one struck home.
With a mighty
Yeah.
Okay, you strike the guy, but because you're trying to cover from the other two, you cannot attack that, you know, you cannot do a strong attack on the guy.
Sure.
Okay, so one of the other guys is attacking you.
Okay.
But he fails, because nice. you know, in the confusion, he cannot take a good stand without hurting the other two. And the third guy fails again.
Yeah.
Fails as well, I mean. They're kind of trying to avoid cutting each other, so they're trying to keep a distance. So we go back to you.
Okay. Hit the first guy again.
Okay.
84, just barely off of 85. Yeah. I don't like the way this is going. So.
All right. But this time he's able to parry.
Okay.
He attacks, but fails.
Okay.
Yeah, this time your strike was strong enough so he cannot attack easily.
Okay.
We go to the other guy that is You got one in front of you and two on each one of your sides. They're trying to get behind you.
Okay.
One of them succeeds, and you need to dodge.
Okay. Here's my dodge. Where's my dodge points? What is my dodge?
You can either dodge or parry, okay. Right?
Yeah, I can dodge or parry, but I think I'm better with dodging at the moment because my shield is only 15, so I will try to dodge. My dodge is 72, so 21, so I dodge it.
Holy okay, shit, you... 72 dodge?
Yeah, I'm a gladiator.
Damn. I thought my dodge was high, but
yeah.
Nuts.
Well, my fist is 80, grapples 55, gladius 85, okay. Buttress 65. Yeah, I put all my points in dodge and climb for some reason. And first aid.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and when you kind of avoid the attack from the second guard, the third one is not able to attack you anymore.
Okay.
You're out of his range, and we go back to you.
Okay, back to the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
9. So that one.
Okay, let's see if he can. Parry? No, he cannot. You can do damage.
Would that be an impel?
How much was it?
A 9.
Out of?
85. No.
Yeah.
Would it be?
Yeah, no. it should be impel if you're using gladius.
Yep, it is. So here's my damage, and I roll 8. Off with his head.
8. Yeah, you can see that your gladius goes all the way in his chest and goes the other way around. And when you remove your gladius, you can see kind of his shoulder falling apart.
Nice.
Okay, there are two guys now untouched. One of them attacks you in a strike of fear and succeeds. You can dodge.
Yep, I'll try to dodge. 29.
Okay. Kind of move away from his attack. The other guy tries to attack you as well. Succeeds. You can parry.
I'll try to parry, I guess. Well, 24 out of 15. I failed my parry, so...
Yeah, he's also, you know, trying to do an opportunity attack when you kind of move away from his friend for 3 points of damage.
Okay, let me mark this real quick. Now, since this engagement's happened, I've lost... I'm at 7 points now I've lost. Oh, wait, that's sanity. Hold on. Hit points I've lost. Oh, those are my... I didn't take damage last week.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. That took 1, was it? Or 2? 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I took 1 last week, so that's 3. So I'm at 12 now.
Okay.
No, I'm at 11. So, okay, there we go. I've taken 4 total on this thing.
Your turn again?
I'll turn and strike the guy who just hit me. 42 and I hit.
He doesn't dodge, so you make do damage.
That one was 10.
10 damage?
Yeah. 6 plus 1 plus 3.
Oh, yeah. You. Let's see if he remains conscious. He doesn't. He falls to the ground. He's still alive.
Yeah.
He falls to the ground.
So I turn around and look at the third guy, put my one hand out and motion at my fingers like, come on. See what he does.
Yeah, he's looking at the other two guys.
And I lick my sword blade. I'm all, ah. So.
But he, you know, he doesn't have any hope at this point, and he kind of starts running away and blowing his horn.
What? Horn? Oh, jeez. Okay, so if he'd blown
suddenly,
his horn...
orcs shoot him full of arrows.
So all I'm going to do then is the last guy I just disabled, I'm going to just kill him. I'm just ram my sword down his throat.
Okay.
And then look for the nearest option to exit, so...
You can see people running away, screaming.
All right.
Nobody's looking anymore.
Good. I'm going to run the opposite direction then, and... Yeah. I'm going to try to run and meet up where I told Key to meet up at.
Okay. Let's go back to Valus. Valus, right. make a Dex time 5 roll.
That would be no.
Okay, you can see one of the guys chasing you. Finally catches up with you. And he's got a stick. So he hits you with the stick on the legs. You can do a dodge.
Told you. Beat you with sticks.
That's awesome. Should hit him in the butt.
Yeah, I managed to dodge. You know, I've been playing role-playing games for a long time. I don't think anyone's ever attacked me with a stick before.
That's awesome.
Okay, you kind of make a jump, and he misses the attack. You can keep running for a Dex 3 out of his range. Dex time 3.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I impale that. Oh, if it's possible to impale that roll.
Okay, so you kind of jump, but keep moving forward, so they will need to catch up with you.
Do an awesome roll.
And I have no shame, so I'm perfectly happy to, you know, run through, you know, piles of filth or, you know... I don't want to, you know, go down to the sewers, because there's obviously some, you know, intrinsic problems there, but I will do anything to evade.
Okay, you can actually, on the next corner, you take a turn and you kind of run into a market. You can try to try to hide or
it's a market full of people wearing the exact same outfit you're wearing.
So you can try to melt him into the crowd and see if that's enough to avoid your two guys chasing you.
All right. Would that be hide or something else?
Let's use hide.
Well, I would generally fail unless there's some situational bonus.
Let me check what's the base for hide. Do you have the base, or do you have something else?
No, I just have the base. The base for height is 10.
Okay. Did you fail?
Yep. I rolled 41. So
Yeah, quite a lot. Okay. So the guys
he went
pick
hit
you up
everybody else moved.
on the crowd. Agrippa, what are you doing?
Let's see. So he's just disappeared into this marketplace.
You can see him. You can see.
Oh, we can see him. He's not.
And actually, one of the guys chasing him starts yelling, "Catch him! He's a murderer of children!"
Oh, great!
They were demon children.
Yeah.
I will run past that guy who's shouting and be like, start shouting some vague stuff as well, waving my arm, pointing at random people, and just accidentally bump into this guy who's shouting. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe stab him a few times.
No, stab. Maybe an accidental shoulder. Shoulder check there.
That's awesome.
Okay. In the confusion, the guy just looks at you, says, "What are you doing?" And Valus, make a dex time 5 to kind of rush away from the market into a direction where no one sees you in the confusion that the group is causing here.
I succeed by 13.
Okay. So you can hear people, you know, you hear the guy yelling, and then you hear Agrippa yelling again. People was starting to look at you, but then they're looking at Agrippa, and you kind of start melting into the crowd and go into an alley, and you are able to get away from the crowd. Agrippa, the guy, what are you doing? We lost him because of you.
Oh, no, clearly he went that way, and I point in a random direction and run off into the crowd. Okay.
The guys start running after you, and two more guys are joined the chase.
Okay, I run around with them for a while until they get bored and give up.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. After a couple of blocks, they don't see Valus anymore, and they kind of go, damn it, we lost him, and they kind of start going back to the direction of the market.
I'll wander off as well, take a little circuitous route over to Valus's place.
Okay. Valus, are you going to your house?
Yes. Yes. Although, I will, if between the location where I am now and my house, I pass by, you know, any place that I'm familiar with, like maybe, the residence of a friend or a former patient, I may stop in there for a while, and just rest a bit, because I'm probably kind of winded and panicked. But failing that, I'll go back home.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely, you know, this is way too much action for you. You're not used to this fighting and setting people on fire and running away, being chased with people with sticks and stuff. Okay, Key.
Yep.
The two guys are in front of you. Two of them have Gladius. And yeah,
too bad for them. And
yeah.
They tell you, you can come easily with us now.
Yeah,
or
I'm stabbing
you. You can die
one.
Here.
Come on, barley man.
I'll just put my sword through his throat while he's speaking.
That's awesome.
Let me just throw my tactics first. And that is a success. And then I shall stab him with my longsword. Oh, that would be a... Oh, damn, that's 10. I thought it was a 0-1, but it was a 10. So I hit.
Okay.
And let's see how much damage I can do. Ah, just 9 points.
Yeah, but let me check if he can actually get away from your attack.
All right, sure.
No, he doesn't. So you make...
Of course not.
9 points of damage?
Yes. Minus whatever armor he has.
Yeah. Okay, you with your strike, you kind of push him away. He falls to the ground. He's standing now, but you can see that you make you made a nice cut on, you know, into his armor. Yep. The other guy is gonna try to attack you. So let's see, you're on longsword.
Actually, he has to dodge first.
Dodge first.
And that's actually his round as well. So.
Yeah, he kind of gets into your range of attack.
All right.
So we got the other guy. that you just push away.
Yep.
Kind of.
Well, he's
on the ground. He's
long range.
He's standing, and let's see if he's gonna try to get into your range as well. No, he doesn't. So you just got one of the two Vigiles.
All right,
close to you.
So now we go to next ranks as normal.
Yep.
With him. So minus 50.
Okay. So you can attack.
Yeah, if he has less than 15. Well, actually, yeah, he used this right.
Less than 15? In what?
Is his dex less than 15?
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, so then I can strike first.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to immobilize him as well.
Okay.
And 59 is a hit, so... Well, unless he wants to dodge.
He misses. He cannot dodge.
All right. 8 points.
8?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a strong strike as well. But he kind of turns around with the force of the strike and throws his gladius at you. Not throws the gladius, but his arm in an arc, trying to cut you.
He tears his arm off and throws it at you.
Yeah, succeeds.
I use my shield.
Okay.
And succeed.
Okay. It's just what's the hit points of your? How many hit points your shield has?
Oh shoot. 25, I believe.
Okay.
I don't actually have the book on me at the moment, so...
That's okay.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah. The other guy is standing now. He's going to try to get into your range of attack, but he doesn't succeed.
Yet again.
So you go next again?
Yep. So I'll hit the guy who's in my range.
What size is your shield?
Medium.
25.
I thought it was 25. Alright, so I'll hit the guy who's in my range. He already has 50, so that's a hit. He already has the 8 points minus his armor. And unless he dodges, he's gonna get 11 more.
He doesn't dodge, so... How many points total?
11, minus his armor.
Yeah. So this time he... You can see that you pretty much make cut, remove his armor completely, and hit his head with the strike. Opening his skull, he falls to the ground.
Yeah.
He did.
Let's make a power times 5 roll.
All right.
No, actually, let's make a spot hidden roll. All
right. Yep, 26.
Just in time, you can see someone behind you. It's an old man. He's got a broken gladius. And when you turn to look at him, he yells, "Die, barbarian, this is Rome!" And gets the broken gladius into your range.
All right.
You can dodge.
I guess he's coming from behind me, so I can only dodge. So, let's see. What the hell is my dodge? Not there. Yeah, easy enough.
Okay. Yeah, he's a very old man.
No, probably. He's gonna be a very dead man in a moment.
He's just defending his country, you know. The other guy still cannot get into your range of attack, so we go with you again.
All right. I'll, let's see. Yeah, I guess I'll just disable the old man. I'm not gonna try to kill him, but I don't know how that's handled, actually, if I should just,
You can... Let's see, you can...
I'll just punch him with my, you know, the pommel of my sword.
Okay.
Just trying to, you know, stun him.
Yeah.
So I guess that would go with punch.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do that. And if you make enough damage, then he can actually fall unconscious, if that's your goal.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not going to try and kill him. He's just an old man. Doesn't know what he's doing. I hit. Now, how did this damage on this one go again? Rock. Does anyone actually have the stunning hit info right in front of them?
Yeah, let me see here. Let me bring it up here. Hold on. Stun. Hold on.
I know I
base have weapon damage.
Ah, here it is. No
missile weapons. Oh, I've only got half my rulebook here. Hold on.
Okay, roll for damage as in ordinary attack, but match the result against the target's hit points on the resistance table. A success knocks the target unconscious for several minutes, and the target takes one third of the damage. Okay, so fist damage was 1d4, I believe. Right?
First damage?
Fist is 1d4.
Okay.
That's 1d4.
You do not have any damage bonus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so of you course. Need to get that into the pool as well. Yeah.
So that's 6 altogether.
Okay. So now we need to take those 6 against his
hit points and roll on the resistance table.
Okay, let's try that.
Find the resistance table here. If I can.
Is it the same as that's in the standard Call of Cthulhu, the resistance table?
Yeah,
it's the same.
Alright, here. I'll pull it up. I've got that rule book. It's, right here. Yeah. Here we go.
Starts,
I got it.
Starts at 50% if they're equal, and then 5% per...
Yeah.
In either...
So
per offset.
What's your active you're rolling?
I guess mine is the active, so that would be the 6.
The 6 versus what?
9.
Nine, you're at 35.
Yeah. Wait, is that 35%
chance to knock him out?
Yeah, so you gotta roll.
Alright, so let me just roll that one here. 21.
Oh, there you go. You got it.
Oh yeah, he falls to the ground.
Yeah, and he takes 2 points of damage as well, so...
Okay.
Not that it matters. Okay, and once that is done, what is the other guard doing?
Attacking you.
Okay, give me a second here, let me just see how long he's out.
Okay.
It's an undefined amount of time, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just however long Randall says, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. But it says several minutes, so I don't know. I guess that might be based on the damage.
Not forever, but long enough to take him out of a combat or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Maybe it's like the damage he takes in minutes or something.
Seems fair.
That would be, okay, but for now he's on the... He's on the ground, and the other guy is attacking you.
All right.
Now, you gave him your back, right?
Yeah.
Because you were turned to the other guy. Exactly. So he kind of gets into your range. Let's roll an attack. 13.
Okay.
You can parry or you can dodge.
I'm just gonna dodge, I guess, because he's coming from behind me again. So I guess I don't have enough time to turn my shield to face him. So I'll just dodge. And yes.
Okay. So you can attack now.
All right. And I will, since, well, no point in saving myself. I already killed one of the guards. Bloody hell, 06.
Nice.
So, does he want to dodge or parry?
Yeah, he wants to. Let's see what
I bet he does.
96. So it's a total failure. He tries to get away and...
And you impaled him.
He impaled himself with my sword.
He ran the wrong way.
9 points of damage.
Oh. Yeah, he kind of tries to get away from you, but kind of stumbles, and you get his... you get your longsword into his chest. So he's there with his mouth wide open, looking at you, and you can see the life leaving his body. Yeah. And he's still impaling your sword.
Kicking off my sword. And,
all right.
Do I see anyone else, you know, with weapons or anything?
Not with weapons, but people is on the windows yelling invaders. Invaders! Barbarians!
Okay. I'm gonna put my sword away and I'm gonna put my shield on my back as well. Okay. I mean, it's only on my, like, it's on my left arm so that I can just pull it out quite easily.
Okay.
But anyway, it's not, like, in use. Do I see anything like sewer crates or anything like that? The sewers are big enough for a man to fit in, right? Well, a smaller man than me, probably, but...
not here, like, for instance, everything is kind of covered.
Yeah.
It's not that easy to get in. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I'm just gonna go I'll start walking fast, not running, but walking fast, and okay. I'm going to take a couple of corners really fast in the alleyways.
Okay. Shuffling.
On the way out of the alley, the ladies on the window start throwing things at you, so they kind of bounce against your body as you are going away.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I'll just keep walking. Unless they start throwing bricks at me.
At some point, you kind of reach one of the main streets. And
I'm still... going to keep away from the main street.
Okay, are you still wearing your... are you in full armor still?
Yeah. I have my cloak, though, so I'm going to try to wrap my cloak around my armor.
Okay.
So.
Where are you heading to?
Try to hide my weapons a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna head over to the pits.
Okay. You know,
the place where I met Marcus.
Okay. That's not very close from Rome. It's on the outskirts.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's actually better.
It's going to take you a couple of hours to get there.
Yeah, actually, probably going to take me a bit longer because I'm going to try to avoid the main streets and try to stay out of the way of guards and so forth. So,
okay.
Probably going to take me more like...
Same thing happens...
4 or 6 hours.
Okay, let's call it double the time. So let's call it 4 hours.
Yeah, all right.
Marcus, so you're heading there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Are you trying to do the same, avoid people in the streets and stuff?
Yes, I'm just, just moving along at a fast click, and
Okay, so that's going to take you a while as well. So we go to Maxime, who's back.
Yes.
So you're taking your horse to Titus' place.
Well, I'm gonna stay on the horse, kind of zigzag around and to get away, and then ditch the horse and try to find someone who can first aid me. As I'm spraying blood everywhere.
Not on the streets for sure. You know when you approach people, they kind of glare at you and tell you go away.
Okay, never mind. Then I'm headed straight for Titus.
Yeah, it gets worse because you don't even look Roman or dress as a Roman citizen. So, make a con roll. Let's make it times five.
Con times five. Just a second. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I actually make con by two.
Okay, so you can actually get there. Because of the horse and the running away on the horse and then walking on the streets of Rome bleeding, you kind of lose 1d3 extra hit points.
Awesome. 3. Awesome.
At some point, Titus, you hear someone knocking at your door, but it's not a normal knock. It's more like a punch,
Thump. Help! Titus.
With knife in hand, I'll go see who it is. You'll pull the door back a little bit.
Bazine. Your friend Maxime bleeding and looks pretty bad. He looks very pallid.
Yes.
Oh, my. Maxime, my good man, what happened to you?
Stumble against the door. Attacked. The cultists. Bad doctors. Help.
Bad doctors. Okay. Come on in.
I don't suppose you know a healer nearby.
Let's see if I can make a... Randall, what skill would I have to use to know if I know a healer?
Let's see.
Empire, wouldn't it? Maybe?
Empire, civics, and, What roles do you have on that?
I have civics.
Yeah, could just be a no role.
Or, just a no role would work too.
Yeah, in the worst case, let's use a no role. Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, my civics and my no are the same, so that works out. Let's see what I got here. 39. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, know a discreet healer a few doors away.
Could you call him, please?
Yeah, I'll
call if it's not too much trouble.
Yes, I'll send someone to go get him.
Okay. You kind of find one of the streets, one of the kids on the street that do errands for you once in a while. You send him for the healer. After some 5 minutes later, he comes and he kind of looks at Maxime. Obviously, he knows what to do. So I guess he's the man, and he kind of gets beside Maxime and starts working out his medicine, And let's see, Masim.
Yes.
One of the the cut that the that you really had is was really bad. He says, "This, I assume someone tried to attack you, right?" And he kind of starts putting some sort of powder with some that he you know was carrying with him on the cot. Kind of you feel a strong pain when he puts the powder in your open cot.
Ow, that stings.
And for 2 points of hit points back.
Hurts so good.
Yeehaw.
He manages to stop the bleeding, at least. He kind of puts a bandage all around your chest to cover you. You can see that the bandage takes a brownish color mixed with you know, it's the blood mixed with the powder he just put on the cot. And he tells you that you better stay still, you know, for at least 1 week and a half.
Can I start tomorrow?
That's not how this works, Mazin. I know that your wild barbarian ways are not. I know you're not familiar with the civilized ways of Rome, but things don't work that way.
Well, we will see. I believe we have some things we must discuss, Titus.
Indeed.
Yeah, the healer waits for payment, which I assume Titus will provide.
Mm-hmm. And she'll provide his payment with a little extra, hopefully, to keep him from saying anything to anyone.
Okay. He kind of acknowledged that with his look when he receives the money. And on the way out, he says, "I'll check on you tomorrow," and leaves, leaving the two of you alone in your house, Titus.
Alrighty.
Thank you, my friend.
So how about you begin explaining what exactly happened here?
And then I will launch into the full story of paying off the plumbers and finding the first guy and burning the laundromat down and not finding the first guy, but finding the dead body and then burning the laundromat down and then finding the next two and being attacked and burning that apartment down and everyone scattering.
Okay. Did you listen to the last session, Seth?
Oh no, I didn't get a chance to.
Okay, so basically they kind of run into, they were trying to kill all the guys and they get into the first house, set it on fire. He wasn't there. They go to the second house, set it on fire as well, but managed to kill two of the cultists that live there.
Excellent.
So you still got three on the room that you have to catch up with until tomorrow morning. Right now it's about 1 in the afternoon. So you have to catch up with them before it is
before it's too
next late. Morning. No, before the next morning. Yeah.
Mhm. Alrighty.
We believe that the last two can be found wherever that was that I've forgotten again.
I see.
Yeah, you have a third address that they didn't get a chance to visit because they were attacked by the vigils on the way out of the circle house. So they still got that, and there's an entrance to the sewers where they just set the place on fire. It's a house with two floors.
We must go. Right. We must go and try to find these last two cultists and kill them.
I see.
Unfortunately, the other fellows in our group are not so good at planning murder. So.
Well, I never said I was specialized in planning murder, but
I very do good do it at on killing side. People accidentally, if that counts.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wilmsine, any chance we know where to find the rest of our compatriots, or have they scattered after this horrible? Did you come up with a rendezvous point?
No, I don't believe we did.
See,
we could.
Wait a minute.
we could try back at the doctor's house, perhaps. At least the doctor has returned. Although he's not such a good doctor, I'm not sure.
Hey, I have magical healing spells now. Back up.
Magic.
Based on personal experience, he's not such a good doctor.
Well, if you were a Roman and had a human physiology as opposed to whatever strange alien you are, then you might have benefited more.
But perhaps some of the others may have returned there as well, so.
All right. I guess we should go and see to the doctor's house then. Are you well enough to walk?
I have 5 hit points. I can walk just fine.
I still have 1 left.
Okay, let's go back to Valus. Valus, you arrived to your place. With all the excitement still in your head when you hear Agrippa calling at your door.
Oh, well, I want to make sure he's alone.
He is. You can make a spell hidden roll, just in case.
Well, I fail, but I'll listen at the door to see if I hear other voices, and when I don't, I'll quickly open it and pull him inside. Hurry, come on. Are you sure you're not being pursued?
I'm not the one that they're pursuing.
You have a strange look.
I did manage to lead them on a merry chase throughout the city of Rome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
One of them tried to
they
hit
got,
me with the stick.
They got tired and gave up after a while. Well, so now what?
I don't know. Please have a seat. Do you know what happened to the others?
The gladiator was battling the guards last I saw him. The barbarian rushed off. Mazine rode off on a horse. That's as much as I can tell you.
Well, you should stay here until it's, we're certain that, no one is still looking for us, and, I don't want anyone to see you leave.
By the way, I think I got scratched in that last fight. Just, you know, patch that up.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
No, go on.
No, I was going to say that you're there in your place when eventually, after some half an hour, you hear Maxim and Titus on your door.
Well, same thing. I'll try to check to see if there's anyone with them, and when I conclude there isn't, I'll open up.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
Hello,
now.
Doctor.
I seriously need a bandage on this tiny scrape on my arm.
Titus knows a healer that is quite good. Sort of.
He's seen a strange look.
Well, I'm glad to see the two of you got away. What happened to Marcus and that key fellow?
They stayed to fight. So, presumably they are arrested or dead.
Yes, I would assume so as well. Well, Greeks, barbarians... is the way of things.
I heard tell that you still need a few of your plumber friends taken care of.
Yeah. We're having a real hard time just subtly talking our way into places. Real difficult.
Have you considered it in a, doing it in a way that does not include setting buildings on fire?
What?
No, I don't believe so.
Why would we do that?
Sigh.
It is too bad that you were not with us this morning, Titus, to perhaps help us plan our murders more carefully, but fortunately you are here now. Tell us, what should we do?
I don't know. Your murders.
Well, almost certainly they're going to hear of what happened to their confederates, so I would think that either they will be well guarded or they will be absent.
There was a lot of confusion, and it may take them some time to get word.
Yes, so we should hurry now and find them.
So we should make all swiftness to finish off the rest before they can leave Rome.
Indeed. So you have the address where the last ones are located?
Where I wrote this down last week somewhere. I know I did.
You have it, Agrippa. You'll have the address, the place.
Okay, it's over here on South Main Street.
There's coffee.
I vaguely remember. The last two are the prostitutes, right? Those are the ones we haven't... no.
Yeah, yes, those are the ones you haven't visited yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Dama and Apollina?
Those are the ones.
Yeah. So... that's where we should... you go now. Possibly in cunning disguises, so we aren't recognized.
You need cunning disguises. I, however, am still unknown to them.
Titus has not been seen yet. Perhaps he could slip in and take care of this himself.
Yes, that sounds like a wonderfully good plan. Not only are you the most qualified, but you are the least likely to be observed.
All right, the rest of you act as meat shields. Oh, sorry, did I say meat shields? I meant distractions.
All right. Well, let's not waste time standing around here talking. We should leap into action.
I don't know. We seem to be better at standing around talking, but...
Oh, I think we're pretty good at just leaping in without talking or thinking things through first.
All right. Well, first, before we go, if things happen to go wrong, where can we meet up? And it should not be here.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well,
it should be a private place, but not so private that it's noticeable for many people to be entering it at once.
Perhaps at the graveyard where we met Celia.
No, that sounds
like comfortable with that. Perhaps outside the, I don't know. We've kind of burned all our bridges in regards to safe havens. Okay, graveyard it is. I can't think of anywhere better.
Very well.
All right, so where are you going first?
To find Dama and Apollina.
Scope out Dama and Apollina's house.
Okay. Yep, sure.
The four of you get there eventually. Takes you kind of half an hour to get to their place.
Wearing glasses with funny noses and mustaches.
Yeah, what are you planning to do? Are you going to go ahead and knock on the doors, or are you just going to set the place on fire again? Or?
Let's just set the place on fire.
Now that someone who knows what he's doing is here, two of you, see, do we have everyone with the... We don't have everyone with us, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, we have no clue where Marcus and Key have gone.
Okay. One of you, whoever has the sharpest eyes, watch the front door. The rest of us will go around to the back.
Not it.
Okay. I will watch the front door. I have many points. I have many points in spot hidden. I can do that.
Okay. Secret yourself somewhere and make sure that no one leaves out the front. The rest of you, follow me around to the back of the house.
I look very, very nervous following.
Gee, we actually have a plan and stuff this time. Or at least someone who acts like he knows what he's doing.
You think I know what I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, that's a step above what we had last time.
Yep, it's better than nothing. All right.
Okay. Valus, between Valus Agrippa and Titus, I need you to make a lock roll.
Okie dokie. Party lock roll?
Party lock roll, yeah.
Okay, my luck is 70.
Same here.
That's lower than mine.
Okay, so it's either Titus or Valus.
I got it. 02.
Delicious.
Awesome. You.
Dama and Apollina go... are standing in the hall in the alleyway with their backs turned.
They're already dead. So.
Suddenly, there's a flash of light, and the machine gun appears in your hands.
Basically, what is happening is when you go around the house without being noticed, you can see a wagon pulled by two horses, and you can see what seems to be two men covered in a cloak getting something into the back of the wagon.
Covered in what?
They jump. Getting something. You don't see exactly what is it that they are putting on the back of the wagon, and And you see also a woman sitting in front of the wagon, you know, riding two horses. As soon as they put what seems to be something large in the back, they jump into the wagon, and the woman ordered the horses to move forward.
This is where we light something on fire, right?
No, no, no. So the wagon is going back from the...
I think they're getting out of town. I think they're... This is Dama, Apollina, and friend packing up and leaving.
All right, let's... Are we close enough to
sprint?
Yeah, to sprint and get either near or onto the wagon.
You can follow the wagon easily because they cannot kind of rush in full speed, right? Because they are in the middle of the street, and this is not a full. They need to go on at a very low speed, actually. So
okay. All right, you two follow the wagon. I'm going inside.
Us two, as in me and...
Bellis.
Yes,
Bellis.
Yeah, because I'm still back around the front of the building.
Okay.
And signal to Mazin if you can.
So, how split is the... Let's go over how split the party is right now.
The party is...
Titus is alone. Marcus is alone. He is alone, and he and Valis are together. Valis, you go around and flank him.
Valis, you go to Gaul and see what we can find up there.
I'll go to Gaul, and I'm not ever seeing you guys again, that's for sure. I'll be back in a moment.
Just... We follow the wagon.
All right, and I go up. I see if there's a back door to the house, and see if I can enter.
There's a back door, and there's also a window. Make a listen roll.
Okie dokie. Let me just check that. Got a 22, and that's a... Yeah, that's a success.
You can hear what seems to be like many children engaged in prayer.
Kill them.
That's all I can hear. Just children, nothing else.
Yeah, you can kind of take a look through the window if you want.
I will.
Okay.
Hi, kids.
It's your Uncle Titus.
Time to die.
Yeah. Through the window, you can see at least 12 children gathered in a wide space. And they're on their knees, and they're all praying something. But other than that, you don't see anyone else in the house.
All right. Can I?
And the children are so engaged in prayer, they don't notice you on the window.
Okay. I'll back away from the window, and can I enter the house without them noticing me?
Now, if you open the door, you will get right in front of the place where they're praying.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're just kids. I'm a fairly large individual.
make an idea roll.
All right. 22 again. Yeah, that's a success. What sinister idea is forming in my brain?
Okay, guys, give me just 30 seconds, please.
Oh, sure thing. Okay.
Okay, so you remember, because you were there, when you got into the house of the Greek, he was bleeding on the ground with dozens of cuts done by small knives.
Jesus.
Sharp. And at the moment you kind of... the idea of entering the room crosses your mind. You kind of have a flashback and remember that scene.
Tiny cuts.
Clearly, okay. This is a job for Marcus, but I don't know where he is. Bazine will work in a pinch, though.
No, I couldn't. I can get Key. He's cool with killing kids, right?
Yes, but he's not nearly as experienced.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to back off and kind of freaked out and scared. I'm going to try and run, scoot back to join the rest of my group.
Which rest of your group? There is no rest of your group. There's just scattered bodies everywhere.
Just a series of splits.
You go back to the main street and you see the wagon on a fair distance. You can still see it. You kind of see two figures following the wagon on the distance, and you can see a small head in the distance, kind of peeking at you. That's Mazin.
Oh, okay. I motion to Mazin to come with us.
Okay. I rejoin Titus.
Me and Valis are just sneaking along with the wagon. Like, we'll sit down on a bench and watch the wagon through newspapers with little eye holes cut out in it, and, you know, duck behind phone poles.
Yeah, we're humming that tune. Do do do
do do do do do do.
Just act real cool.
Yeah.
Okay, did you catch up with Maxime and? What are you going to do? What are the two of you going to do?
Well, gonna tell him about the wagon and say that, you know, let's think that might be them trying to get out of the city, so we should follow them, and we may be able to if they get into a secluded place, we may be able to eliminate them without attracting attention.
Okay, Mazin listens quietly.
Yes.
Are you going to follow the wagon as well?
I'm going with Titus.
Okay. Some 20 minutes, you can keep track of the wagon easily. You need to go fast. You cannot... walk slowly, but you catch up with the wagon, and you can see your two companions in front of you, some 100 meters ahead of you. And Masi, make an idea roll.
An idea roll. Hello, percentile. Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
What you notice is that. They're going to the place that you set on fire early in the morning.
You mean
that's
first one?
General direction.
The first one above the laundry?
No, the second one.
The second one.
The secret passage into their secret hideout.
The four-story building that sunk into the ground and became a two-story building and supposedly has the
passage. Exactly.
The one we should have done last.
Yes.
And Valus and Agrippa, you're going there, and at this point it's pretty obvious that's the direction they're heading to.
All right.
Titus, I believe we are headed back towards the scene of our last encounter.
I believe so.
We pop up our coat collars and pull our hats down lower on our head.
Some 20 minutes of this, and the wagon comes to a stop right in front of the place that now lies on ashes. The ruins of the place are, you know, scattered all over. Anything that could be savaged from the scene is being already savaged by the neighbors that took whatever they found useful. And Agrippa and Valus, what are you doing whenever you see the wagon coming to a stop right in front of that place?
Safe distance and observe?
Yeah, I don't want to get involved. So,
okay.
So you're in the neighborhoodiest watchiest.
That's right. Reluctantly. Very reluctantly.
Yes, we're neighborhood watching the scene of our own horrible, heinous crime.
Exactly.
Couple of minutes later, you see Maxim and Titus coming behind you. Are you planning to do the same?
Yeah, we just want to watch the wagon, see if anyone gets out, and if so, what they do.
Okay. So, that's good. Now, in the meantime, we got the key on the pits. You eventually see Marcus coming as well. You see on the distance, and finally you recognize him as Marcus.
All right. I'll walk to him. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Key. I see that you didn't decide to run and hide.
Yeah, well, I had to kill a couple of the guards first, but...
Well, good. Any word on the other men?
No, I haven't heard or seen anyone, but then again, I don't think they would know this place to begin with, so...
Huh.
Took me a long while to get here. Tried to kind of avoid the main streets.
Good, same here, so... Well, what should we do?
Quite frankly, I don't know. Should we go back to the place where we started out? That was the... Wasn't that the doctor's house?
Go to the doctor's, see if they regroup there? That's a good idea. If not, we can go on to the second place to kill the other cultists, so...
Right, yes. We could do that.
So, let's swing by the doctor's house, and hopefully those men have the good sense to not go at it alone. Hate to see them fight.
Indeed.
So, I think we're going to head to the doctor's house. I'm going to apply first aid to myself, though. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. 59 out of 70, so I succeed. And that's, how much does first aid heal?
D3.
I heal 2 points. So.
Okay.
I'm back to 13.
I'm going to actually leave my shield here.
Okay.
I think I attract enough attention without it.
Yeah.
And what about your helmet?
Yeah, I think I'll leave that one as well.
Okay.
And
shiny helmets tend to call attention from people. Yeah.
And I'll leave my shield, and I'll just have my gladius still underneath my robe now, so...
I'll have my both my swords, but I'll just have my cloak covering them so that hopefully they don't attract too much attention. Well, more than I do already.
Right.
Keep in mind your armor is a point less without the helmet.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. You still get some 3 hours of light to go. All right.
So we have. So we have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, so we'll go to the doctor,
back
I guess.
Back to the doctors. First. Okay, sounds good. Back in the... with the rest of the party, you can clearly see that these guys are pretty much cleaning up the place. But you notice that they kind of focus on a specific spot on the wreckage. It takes them some, probably 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, to kind of remove a lot of the things from that place. You notice that some of them, one of them, actually, kind of gets into, you know, because of the place is surrounded by ashes and by, you know, the remains of the house. You cannot clearly see exactly what they're doing, but you can see that one of them is no longer there. And the other two are kind of waiting expectantly outside. Suddenly you see the other guy coming on top again, kind of waves towards the other two. The other two, one of them is a woman. They kind of get into the back of the wagon, pull out what seems to be something large from the wagon, make a spot hit and roll.
I fail. I succeed. 7.
I fail.
You can, Titus, you kind of make sense of the thing they're carrying out right now, mm-hmm. and seems like a body.
Are they're carrying it right now?
Yeah, but it's completely covered, right? So you cannot clearly see it. Now that you pay close attention, you know, you kind of, because of the size and the way it is covered, you kind of make sense of it. It could be a body. The way they are carrying out the thing as well. They kind of get into the same place where you saw the first one, and they kind of vanished. Time passes, probably some 45 minutes. They come out again.
If they're going to be gone for more than 5 or 10 minutes,
okay.
If all three of them are gone,
yep.
I think we'd probably move in. Well, I think I would probably move in.
Yeah, when I see them carrying the body, I want to sort of give a quick signal for us to hustle in and try to catch them off guard.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Gentlemen, shall we see if we can apprehend our quarry here?
We go, yeah, I'm going to head toward the spot where they disappeared into.
Yep, let's, I guess we'll kind of spread out a little bit so we can cover the exits and prevent them from running off.
Okay, just to match the time with the other two, how long did you wait in your place, you know, doing the planning and everything before you head out to the other, to the cultist house?
Purpose probably not going to, probably like an hour over at Valis's house, probably not a whole lot more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, did Valis ever get around to first dating me?
Oh, you can try. Yeah, let's say he did try. Valus, can you roll?
Yeah, I succeed.
Okay. Make a D3.
3 points.
Okay.
You need two. So, back.
Okay.
Take that, Matt Mazin.
Glad it worked for somebody.
All right, so you're right in front of the place now, and so 10 minutes have passed.
They've been gone for 10 minutes?
Yes.
We're just going to suggest that we move in.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Let's go.
You go to the wreckage of the house, you know, of the fire, and you can clearly see that the place they were cleaning up is on the ground, and it seems to be like a door on the ground.
Like a trap door?
Trap door, yeah.
Okay.
He's good at opening things quietly.
Let's not open it. Let's put a rock over it.
We don't know if there's other exits down there.
Oh, that's true. Is the wagon still close by, and is anyone near it?
Around the house, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's people coming in and out, but of their houses. But this is just kind of this is not on the main street, so there's not a lot of people. People should be in their houses already, back from their jobs.
All right. Where is the wagon anywhere nearby?
Yeah, when you approached the house, the first thing you saw was the wagon, of course.
All right. Well, let's take a look in the wagon. See what's in there.
Okay. You do not see anything in the wagon.
Okay. Nor unloaded it at all.
All right. I guess let's try and open up the door.
What would you roll to open something quietly?
Probably dexterity.
A sneak or dexterity. Yes,
sneak or dexterity.
Yeah, if someone has a sneak, I will give them the sneak roll. Otherwise, I'm gonna give you the dex times 3.
Okay.
All right. I don't have sneak, but I have. My dex actually isn't that good. So does anyone else have a better dex than me?
I've got dex 13.
Same here.
Yep. Same.
All right. Well, one of you guys do it, because I a 30% chance doesn't sound so good to me.
That's
excuses.
39%. Let's let Mazin do it, since he's kind of the sneakiest of us.
Yes, we nominate Jim.
I'll go. Sorry, what was Dex by what, Randall?
3. Dex times 3.
Dex by 3. I pass by 4.
Okay. You quietly leave the trap door on the ground. And can someone mute the mic? We got echo.
I'll turn mine down, I guess. Is it me?
I'm not sure. I cannot see it.
Well, it's not echoing anymore. Well, no, it's still echoing.
I'm muted when I'm not talking, so it shouldn't be me.
Yeah, I use a headset.
Here, let me see if I can adjust mine a little bit.
Yeah, I don't see where the echo's coming from.
Weird.
It might just be Skype.
I'm gonna blame Skype.
I think it is Seth H.
Weird. Huh. I'll turn mine down more, I guess. Because this is my new headset. Hold on.
Or you can just mute it when you are not talking on the, you know, from Skype.
I mean, it's not a very bad echo.
No, it's okay. Alright, so Mastin manages to open the door quietly. And you can clearly see that there are some steps leading down. No light, though.
Okay. There are some steps leading down here, but it's dark. Did anyone bring a torch?
Oh, we have fire creating equipment. If there's one thing we have, it's burnables.
And just to make sense of the timing, this is all happening when he and Marcus are starting to come back from the pits.
Right.
So probably it will take them a couple of hours to get to the doctor's house.
So they can heroically save us from whatever mess we're about to get into.
Okay, so are you start to go down?
I look back at Titus. Do we go?
Of course.
Then I
Maseem.
Yes.
you remember that you were giving instructions of the hidden doorway, right?
Yep.
That was on this house.
Yes, there's supposed to be something down here. Something unpleasant.
It was leading to natural caverns at some point. This is an entrance to the sewers, and you needed to make a left and two rights, and that was going to lead you to some natural caverns.
Two lefts and a right, I believe. Yeah. Two rights and a left, something like that.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Two rights and a left.
Two lefts, and then take the first right.
Oh, two. Yeah, okay.
Well, I shall somehow produce a torch and then lead the way.
Well, from the remains of whatever was in the house, you can kind of come up with something. I'll give you that.
I think we're carrying like lanterns and torches because we stockpiled on burnables so we could burn away worms and stuff.
Yeah, I still have plenty of oil.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You start coming down. The stairs lead some 25 meters down, and you are in the sewers of Rum.
And I look back to make sure everyone else is following me.
Oh, bye.
Now we seal the door.
Yeah.
Stop. Wagon on top of it.
The smell here is hideous, of course. Gets into your noses. You start walking down, following the directions you were given. You make the first left, and you can clearly see all kind of creatures of the sewers here.
Alligators.
You keep going down, and you make another left, and at this point, all of you make a listen roll.
Nine. I pass.
Fail. Let's
see. Oh, one. I pass.
Okay. You can hear distant voices here. You cannot make sense of what they are saying, but you can hear them.
There's voices up ahead.
Get your stabbing hand ready.
Probably dim the lantern so we can sneak up on them.
You are on. You can, as you keep going down the sewers, you see tunnels going in different directions. It is very easy for you to get lost here down in the sewers. If you don't kind of manage your way around it.
Well, this is after we've taken the two lefts and a right?
Say again?
Are all these extra tunnels after we've taken two lefts and a right?
Although, yeah, for instance, you start taking the left and you can see that on your right, for instance, there are a couple of more tunnels. Uh-huh. You take the other left and you can see that there are more tunnels also as well.
Take the right.
You take the right, and you can see at some 50 meters from where you're standing a dim light. What are you doing?
We should dim our lantern and try and get the jump on them.
Yeah, I think so.
I shall extinguish the torch.
I suppose so.
Okay, you keep advancing on the dark, following the light, the dim light that you see in the distance, and you finally arrive to the place, and it is a torch on the wall. You can still hear the voices, but they're coming from everywhere now. You cannot exactly place the direction they're coming from.
What directions are available for us to go?
This is the end of a tunnel. Right in front of you, you see the fluid from the sewers coming down into the ground and moving away. You kind of assume it goes to the Tiber eventually. You don't know exactly where to look for, but you will have to make a spot hidden roll here.
Okay. No.
Yes, indeed.
Nope, 94, I fail.
94, I also fail.
Fortunately, someone succeeded, so...
Yes.
Yep, roll a 6.
You're all standing there looking, and Valus, you kind of notice something peculiar on the wall. And it seems like on a second look, you can clearly see a small door there. It's not easily detected because it is, you know, kind of follows the same wall. But on a second look, you can clearly see that it is a door.
Fortunately, Valus is an elf.
All right. Yes, I don't know. I'll you know, put my fingers to my lips and go, and then with my finger I will trace the outline of the door so other people can see it.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Mazin is opening the door quietly. Maybe.
Okay. Yes, Mazin.
Checking for traps.
I thought that was Valus's job now.
No.
He's just trying.
I'm the cleric.
Yes. I shall.
You managed to open it quietly.
Okay.
And you see some looks like a staircase leading down.
Okay. This is the silence of no one wanting to go first.
I go down the staircase.
Yeah,
I'll follow behind him.
I will follow. Well, I should follow, you know, right behind whoever's in front.
Okay. I guess. So you start going down, and you notice this is a spiral staircase. It goes down and down. And down, and make an idea roll.
We're going down far too deep.
Oh, I pass.
I pass by 4.
Yes. Oh,
I do not
idea
pass.
Roll. I pass by quite a lot, like more than 50.
Okay. Those of you that pass, you can make sense of distance you have covered so far. It could be around 150 feet. And you finally... When you're going down, you start hearing the voices more clearly.
Can we make out what
and,
they're saying?
They're discussing the death of the other two cultists, you know, of the couple, of Sirius and Larsila. They're also saying something about the wrath of Aorth. On Ariel's house. Finally, Maseem, you reach the bottom of the stairs, and you can see an oval chamber. It is lighted with some oil lamps in the walls. And right at the end of the chamber, you can see four people standing there.
Wait a minute.
Do they all look human?
From the distance, they all look human, yes.
Oh, wait, I know who the extra one is. Never mind.
I'd say this is going to end well.
Now, at the very, very end, you can see some sort of altar at the very far end of the chamber. You can also see a desk right around where the four people are talking. You can see couches, you can see chairs. Mm-hmm. And the four of you are now down. Make a spell hit and roll.
I pass.
Not a chance.
I pass.
Yep, pass.
Okay. You can see
Mosaic.
Mosaic, yeah. on the walls of the cavern. It is truly frightening. You can see a great creature, huge creature, surrounded by arched doorways and passages. The creature is enormous and round, and you can clearly see that it has some elephantine legs and a long trunk-like appendage.
That's not right.
You can see many eyes covering the surface of his waxy flesh. You can clearly see a huge treasure piling up behind this creature. And it seems like a hulking brute lurking in the arched doorway, armed with a club and a shield. He has the body of a powerful built man, you know, like the body of a gladiator. But somehow its head looks enormous, and it's like a creature. It looks like a bull.
Oh, look, it's a minotaur.
Those of you watching the mosaic? Mosaic, okay. gain 2% on Cthulhu Mythos.
Ooh, exciting.
Sweet, 2% of Cthulhu Mythos with no drawbacks or any sort of other role necessary, right?
Other than the fact that we're about to be killed.
Of course, I need to roll.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. There we go. There it is.
I fail my sanity roll.
I am so sane, it's not even funny.
I pass sanity.
Okay, Titus, you need to make a 1d3.
Okay. Oh, that's 3 points gone.
Oh. Out of
four. No. Yeah, 3 out of 38.
Three out of 38.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly. Okay. Not nearly even. Close enough.
Okay. Now the four of you are now down the stairs, and you all need to make a dex times three to stay there one more minute noticed.
Two. I pass.
I pass as well. Exactly on what I needed.
Yes.
See.
Jimmy is like a
29. Just made it.
Okay, good. You can clearly see that one of the, now that you're staying here, your eyes got used to the dim light. You can clearly see that one of the people standing on the room at the end has a mask. It is the mask of Pluto.
Oh, that's not good.
Both of his arms are crossed in front of him, so you cannot see his hands. But the other three are talking to him right now.
So, flasks of oil, torches, and deal with whoever isn't on fire.
I was thinking the same thing. Use the flasks of oil like grenades, toss a torch in.
All right.
I'm excited about this plan.
Yeah.
Hey, I got this, bro. I'm good with this.
I can't wait to be a part of this plan. Oh, wait, I won't be.
Yeah.
No, you'll be there to clean up the aftermath.
Yeah.
I hand Agrippa a couple of flasks of oil to...
Fastball special. That's definitely a hit.
Okay. As soon as you throw the flask of oil...
I aim for Pluto Mask Man.
Pluto Mask Man.
Hey, you.
Yeah. It splashes on its face, on the mask, actually. And you kind of see the cloak that he was wearing falling to the ground. And you see a white mass of small things, of creatures, forming on the ground of the... of torch. The place.
I pitched the torch in.
And at this point, you start hearing thousands and thousands of voices screaming and yelling and saying names and cursing you at the same time.
I can live with that.
Make a spell here roll.
He's an Arab in Rome. He's used to it.
Yeah.
I pass the spot hidden.
I pass too.
I pass. On, wow.
Fail here.
On the left side of the cavern, of the chamber, you see whatever it is that they were carrying is standing up right now.
The other three
start kind of chanting something at the same time and start moving away in different directions in the chamber. You can clearly see the three of them are armed, but one of them kind of stays behind, hidden kind of very close to the altar. And the three of them are saying something. You can see the creatures approaching you. There are thousands of them on the ground and coming up the walls and going up the... And you got your chance to do something with the torch you got.
Well, I was throwing the oils. I assume someone else would immediately throw a torch afterwards.
Yes, I was throwing the torch. directly. No delay.
Okay, make the throw roll, Maxime.
Well, what's base throw?
25.
Ah, I roll a 25. That's lucky.
Okay. Right in front of the right behind the flask, you throw the torch. You can see it hitting the mask. The mask catches fire. The fire starts spreading on the ground. The creatures move away from the fire. They start screaming. You can see that you kind of catch at least half of them on fire. And that's where all the screams are coming from. What's the power of each one of you?
Power?
Power, yeah.
Pow. 11.
18. Power.
A robust 14.
14.
Okay.
I said a robust 14.
I have a robust 11, if that helps.
Okay. On the resistance table, what's the 10 versus 11, 14?
55%. Or 45% of 10 is the active.
45? Okay. Of against 10?
Mm-hmm.
So that's you, Maxime. Let's see.
Oh, I'm rolling it? Okay, so that's 55 then. 94! Awesome! Yeah, that's a fail. Yeah, I lose.
Okay. You don't know what is happening, but you kind of feel a shiver going down your spine. You suddenly feel a little bit scared.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Smidge.
I think now would be a good time to go get some fresh air. The rest of you clean this up.
Let's see about. So let's go with Balus and Agrippa and Titus.
Should be 70. I have a 90% chance, so.
Oh, a 90?
90% chance of success, and I roll a 60. Okay.
Titus, why 90? What's your...
Because I have 18 and you said it was against 10?
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, what's 14 against 10?
70.
70, okay.
No, that's... 58.
Yep, 70.
Okay.
58, I pass.
Okay. And what about you, Valus?
I also succeed.
Okay. Okay, you kind of see Maxim looking around against the wall. He looks very frightened at this point. And the other two guys are coming after you. One of them is a woman and the other one is a guy. And the creature that was on the chamber is just kind of stumbling towards you right now as well.
That's never any good.
The fire starts catching up around the chamber and around the altar, forcing the third guy to move away from the fire. And let's see how that goes. He kind of dodges, jumps, and gets away from the fire. He's still doing something. You kind of see his mouth moving its arms, you know. What are you doing? So let's go with Gripa. You got the highest dexterity, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I'm tied with pretty much everyone else.
I think you okay. were all tied, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have 13, but I'll go. That's fine. I'll probably lob the other flask of oil Mazine gave me at the Shambly, totally not a zombie guy.
Okay. So what are you exactly doing?
I'm throwing a flask of oil at the zombie, or whatever okay. it is.
Okay.
Dissembling thing.
0-1.
Oh, yeah. It's exploding its head, and you can see the oil going down all over the bandages and the body. Okay, that's what you do in your turn, Titus?
I think I'm going to go back up the stairs.
Okay.
I've had enough of this,
That's awesome.
This insanity.
Okay, you're starting to go up. What is happening with Valus?
I'm running his heels.
Jesus Christ.
That is awesome.
And, Maxime, what are you doing?
Cowering in fear, apparently.
But you can manage yourself.
Then I'm following Titus.
Run away!
Okay,
oh,
Agrippa,
man.
We go back to you. You got one of the guys in front of you already. The woman is coming behind your friends, and I quote. And the guy is going to attack you with its gladius.
Okay. I don't have my spear out, so I guess he can totally do that.
He misses.
Okay.
Completely. But you can see that on the ground and from the ceiling of the cavern, small creatures start falling on top of you, and you can hear them screaming. Make a sanity roll.
Okay. I pass.
Okay. There's kind of a... You can see them. They're coming after you. You got your turn. You haven't set the zombie on fire yet.
Yep. That's the operative word. What's the state of the fire in the room?
It is catching fire all around the place. Unfortunately, it is a cavern, so it takes way longer than wood and whatever material the houses are made of.
It's full of moss and crap and oil now. How close is the zombie to the fire and to me?
It is approaching you, probably some 2 meters away from you right now. The fire is at the very end of the chamber.
Okay. Well, since everyone with the torches and lanterns and stuff ran away...
Okay, make an idea roll.
Yeah, they kind of all panicked and ran like small children.
You have an idea that says it would be a good idea to run away.
I have the idea to say, screw you. I'm going to get back from the guy with the sword and try and draw my spear.
He's going to do something brave for once in his life.
Yeah, like killing all the monsters in Baghdad. Yeah.
Agrippa, did you pass the idea roll?
I didn't hear you tell me to roll an idea. I rolled 100.
Oh.
Okay, in your frenzy, you cannot that think of it. Anything else. All right.
Back up away from
what are you doing again? I'm sorry.
I'm drawing my short spear and trying to keep the guy with the sword at bay.
Okay.
Wild, gonna go check out that.
I don't know if I can draw it and stab him in the same action or not, but.
Okay, make a roll.
Oh, yeah. I can.
What do you guys think?
Let's see, 60. I rolled a 64, so no, I just barely miss.
Okay, before we continue, let me do a time check with everyone. How's your availability at this point? Can you play for some, probably half an hour more?
I have plenty of time.
I've got time. I don't have to be at work until, noon, so. And it's 10:15 my time, so.
I can continue, but for half an hour is probably about as long as I can commit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good for another half an hour.
Okay.
Just go, and you all die, except for Key and Marcus.
Yes, we are not there, so.
Yeah.
We cannot be killed.
sucks
to be you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to attack the guy, so you can roll.
Okay. I did roll, I missed.
Alright.
Just barely, but.
Okay. Maxim, you're the last of the stairs. Make a spot hidden roll. By half.
Spot hidden by half. I passed by that half as well.
Okay. You notice that the woman is coming behind you with a gladius. Just running time to dodge.
I shall engage her. I'm supposed to dodge?
You can dodge, yeah. She's attacking you right now.
No, I fail my dodge.
Ooh.
But she...
Please miss.
please.
She missed.
Oh, good.
She missed the attack.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I shall... When I am allowed, I am going to kill this woman.
Okay, you kind of turn around and it's your turn. Because she kind of attacks you, but you move the other way and she kind of hit the stairs.
Large knife, here we go. I hit with my large knife.
Okay. Let's see if she is able to dodge. No, she is not able to. You can do damage.
6 points.
Wow. That's a deep cut, and she has no armor. You can see that she starts bleeding badly. Titus and Valus, what are you doing? Are you still rushing up the stairs? You can hear Basin on your back fighting a woman.
I hear nothing. I continue up the stairs.
Dang it. I guess I'll go back and try and help him out.
It is a woman that he's fighting up.
That is awesome.
Okay, in this round, Titus is coming back, stumbling on top of the of Valus that is, he keeps going up the stairs. Agrippa, he's the guy that you're fighting with, is going to attack you again. And the next time, the next round, the zombie will be on top of you, for you to know. He fails miserably, so it's your turn to attack.
How do I move back into long, like, I have a spear, so how do I move into long reach?
You have to disengage.
That's a dodge roll?
Yes. No, hold on, let me just quickly check.
He actually needs to make a dodge roll in order to engage into combat with you.
Yeah.
Because you got the spear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So you're keeping them at bay.
Oh, okay. Right. Just stab him in the face, then.
Okay.
You know? I succeed at stabbing him in the face.
And in order for you to gain back your...
This is going to hurt him a lot.
But
ten points of stabbage.
But he manages to parry your attack. Remember that he has parry and dodge.
Lame.
Anyway, in order for you to get back your range, you have to dodge as well. So
yeah. Okay. It's good to know.
Yep. But remember, that uses your accents for that round as well. So.
Right.
Maseem, the woman tries to attack you again, but fails once more.
Okay.
Someone throw a torch at that zombie.
I would like to return the favor.
Okay. Go ahead.
58, yes, I pass.
All right.
Only 2 points of damage, though.
Okay, but you make another cut on her body. She looks at you with defiant eyes. She's definitely not backing up from this fight.
Foul Titus. Cultist bitch!
Yeah!
Titus, you come down the stairs with Maseem fighting. What are you doing?
See. What am I doing?
There's a zombie that needs to be killed. You could deal with that.
An oil-soaked zombie.
Dang, I don't have anything on fire.
Don't grapple with that oil-soaked one. Slip off.
I'll try not to.
Yeah, Maseem might come and clonk you over the head with a torch.
Alrighty, I guess I'll try and make a stab at it.
Okay.
Okay, got my... Let's see, where is that? Where did I put that weapon? Oh, there it is, okay. 50%. 28, that's a hit.
Okay.
And... damage is 1d6. 4.
4, okay. For the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I thought you were stabbing the zombie.
Yeah, she stumbles on the ground and curses you. Make another roll, a d100.
Okay.
Okay, you pass.
Yay!
Agrippa, the things are coming up into your legs, and they're falling from the ceiling on top of your head.
Oh, nasty.
One of them...
We're going to need to burn Agrippa, too.
You can feel one of them entering your ears.
Ooh. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, sir.
They're all over your body now.
Yanking that one out. Spear, guy with a sword, don't care. No bugs going in my ear.
All right. In your distraction, the guy attacks you. And let's see. You can dodge.
Okay. No, I can't.
Hits you for 1 point. Small cut in your arm.
It doesn't even hurt me because of armor.
More creatures fall from the ceiling. You're suddenly covered like if you were standing on an ant's nest.
This is no good. Start
coming up. You stumble. You know, trying to remove them from your body. Let's go back to Maseem. What are you doing? I forgot that Maseem was cursed. So Maseem, what are you doing?
Is the woman dead, or is she just?
She's dead.
Okay.
Woo.
is there any fire in reach that I can pitch into the zombie and the worm covered Agrippa?
Sure, you take a quick look around and you see oil lamps, you know, lighting the chamber, as I told you before.
Yes, okay. If I can, I'm going to take one and pitch it at the zombie.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be two different rolls. Make dex times five. That's dex times five by half. to reach the oil lamp.
So that'd be like Dex by 2.5.
2.5, yeah.
No, I fail.
Okay. Easier to do 2.5 by half. Okay, when you are trying to reach the oil lamp, you can see the creatures coming on your feet. And on your hand, when you put your hand on the wall, they kind of reach you as well. They're all yelling and saying things. Make a sanity roll.
That I pass.
Okay. You keep advancing towards the oil lamp, though. Now, in the middle of the fire, you see the creature of the other guy that was kind of staying behind. He's still there against the wall. And you can see him moving his mouth. But you cannot hear what he's saying. So, in this round, the zombie kind of stumbles towards Titus. He's right on top of you, Titus. What are you doing?
Screaming.
Yeah, I'm going to try and run.
Where to?
Up the stairs.
Okay.
Like a little girl.
He starts coming up the stairs after you.
Zombies can't go upstairs.
Make a dexterity times 5.
Okay. Success, 20.
Okay. You can see that the zombie tries to grab your ankle because this is a spiral staircase, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he misses. Maxime.
Yes.
Sorry, Agrippa, what are you doing? Creatures all over your body.
Just start eating the worms. Eat them, that'll kill them.
Seems like a horrible idea.
Now, something bad is happening now.
Shit.
Oh, well. That's kind of finally, it's about time for something bad to happen. This is...
Understatement of the century.
You can feel as they are kind of biting your skin and they're entering your...
Climbing inside?
Crawling inside your skin.
That's it. I'm diving through the fire. I'm going to leap through the fire at that other guy on the other side of the room. Simultaneously stopping him from chanting and burning all the worms off me. And not taking any damage at all whatsoever. Right?
Good luck.
Hey, I'm lucky.
What's your plan? You're gonna jump into the fire?
The way I'm envisioning it is there's another guy by the far side of the room across a curtain of fire between me
Correct.
And him.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. My idea was to leap through the curtain of fire at him.
There okay. you go. Wow.
Very heroic.
You can make a Dex time 5 roll to reach him this round. The creatures are still getting into your skin. You start feeling, you know, the hundreds of creatures in your body now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's 21. I needed like a 50 something.
Okay.
So, no problem.
So you jump across of the fire, some of the creatures fall from your body, not all of them, make a luck roll.
Okay. Yes, I make my luck roll.
Okay. You do not catch fire immediately. Some of the creatures are kind of a fall from your body. You still feel some of them inside you, though. I need you to make another sanity roll for this.
Okay. I pass.
Uncool.
Okay. You are on top of the guy. Maxime.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, if I can, I'm going to grab the oil lamp, pitch it at the zombie's back, and start trying to dislodge any of the worms that have gotten on me.
Okay. Make a throw roll.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Nah, I fail.
Okay. Somehow, you start feeling very unlucky on everything that you're doing.
I'm not surprised.
You throw the lamp.
And I hit Titus with it?
No.
It hits the staircase and it kind of falls. So, let's see, Valus.
And explodes, sending flaming oil all over the zombies?
Catches all over the staircase.
The staircase and the zombies, so they both catch on fire?
It kind of explodes on the wrong direction, so it doesn't catch the zombies.
Oh, dang it.
But it does create a patch of fire near the zombies.
What are you doing? You're still coming up the stairs.
Absolutely.
You reach the first door that you used to enter here, the one that you found to send your friends to doom. And you open it, and you are on the sewers. Suddenly, everything is quiet here.
Oh, how lovely.
Close the door, block it shut. Walk slowly away.
Whistling.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would have ever had occasion to be in the sewers before. Are they a labyrinth, or would it be easy for me to find a way to surface?
That's exactly what they are.
You're going to die in filth of starvation.
Well, I will. It might be safer to go back the way I came eventually, so I'm going to sit on the other side of the door with my ear to the door listening to see if things ever quiet now.
Listening to the screams.
Okay.
Come on, that's got to be a sanity roll, listening to
I hear people scream all the time. I'm responsible for it.
He's a
frequently.
Physician. Yeah. Music to his ears.
Okay, Titus, you are going up the stairs as well?
Yes.
You can actually hear Agrippa yelling, you know, jumping in front of the fire. The guy that was standing, that was fighting with Agrippa, kind of hesitates for a second and starts going up the stairs, pushes the zombie aside and starts coming
into
up the stairs. Up the stairs. There's no fire on the stairs yet.
I yelled to Titus that he should tackle the zombie and knock him into the fire.
I'll stop and wait for the zombie to reach me and try to knock him off the stairs with my knife.
Unfortunately, there's no zombie coming up right now, but the other guy,
sword.
He kind of attacks you with his gladius.
Not the face! Well, not the face!
You can dodge.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I can try to.
Yeah, you can try.
I probably
to.
Won't. Yeah, 90. I don't dodge.
Oh yeah, he makes a cut for 3 points. Plus, ouch. Hold on. That's 4. 6 total.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's your total hit points?
14.
Okay. So you're down to 8 right now. Well, you can attack back.
All right, I'll try and
shove him off,
slash him with my knife there. 49, I just hit.
Okay, damage?
Damage is 5.
Okay, he doesn't dodge, so you returned your attack very well. Maxime, we go back to Agrippa. Agrippa, you are in front of the guy now that you were aiming at.
I do what any man in my position with a sharp stick would do, and stab him in the face.
All right, make a roll.
09.
All right, now things are getting exciting.
Yeah, fight music.
Wow.
All right.
Fine. So that's that is just barely fail.
Okay, so, what's the damage?
That would be 10 points of damage.
Oh.
Okay, that's a really bad stab. You can hear the guy screaming in pain. He kind of attacks you with his small knife.
I have to get
but fails because you got the
reach.
He doesn't manage to do anything. Let's see. Maxime, what are you doing? Just you got the creatures on you.
Brushing them off.
casually, just yeah.
Yeah, whatevs.
Okay.
Flushing worms.
No, not really worse than sand fleas sleeping in the desert.
Yeah, you can see as they are coming up on you, you know, they're on the wall, they kind of jump on top of you. And at this point, Agrippa, make a percentage roll.
Okay. Not liking the sound of that. 56.
You start hearing voices in your head. You start having visions. You're no longer there. Yeah. You're no longer there in the cavern. You are in a maze.
That's not good.
You are in a maze, and you're lost in the maze. And you see a horrible creature moving around in the maze. It has the size of an elephant. No, it has the size of an elephant. And it's coming towards you. Just start running, but you have no way to go.
Okay.
Make a sanity roll.
I pass.
Okay. Make 1d6.
1d6. Okay. 5. Is that how much sanity I just lost?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
That hurt? I just lost 5 sanity. I suppose I should make an idea roll.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, nice.
I fail my idea roll.
I am the worm. I am the worm.
No, failing's good. Failing's good in this.
Oh.
Yeah. You're still in the maze, though.
Okay. If it's the actual Cretan labyrinth, it's actually very simple to get through.
Maxime.
Yes.
You saw Agrippa jumping on top of the guy, stabbing the guy. He yells badly, and you make a spot hidden roll by half.
Spot hidden by half. No, I fail by half.
Yeah, it's like if you cannot get a hold of yourself somehow. You kind of see Agrippa somehow standing in front of the guy. The guy is looking at him and starts stabbing his body.
Oh, no!
Can I rush to his aid?
And over again, you can rush to his aid. Yeah.
I mean Agrippa's aid, not.
I wasn't sure. Let me get a torch real quick. I gotta help this guy stab Agrippa to death. Okay.
Before you reach Agrippa, he receives 1 second. Ouch. Oh, gee. Agrippa, how many hit points
do you have? Sounds good.
I'm at 14 hit points.
Not anymore.
Okay. Make a con roll.
Okay. Just straight flat con?
No, it's times 5, right? To remain conscious?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. I fail.
Okay. Oh. You fall to the ground with only 2 points left.
I do have 3 points of armor, if that matters.
Oh, yeah, so you got 5 left.
And now that, right, and now that he's on the ground, that many more worms will be able to get to him.
Oh... Don't give him ideas.
But that's you, right? But that's what is happening to your body because you're still in the maze.
So
and you start running
maze?
Around the maze.
Oh.
You are conscious on the maze.
Okay.
And on the maze, you start running. You cannot make a sense of where you are at right now. You can no longer see the creature, you know, this mammoth-like creature, but someone is chasing you. You can see it on the shadows. And you suddenly hear like a bull, you know, like a bull sound going around all around you. And we go to Massine.
Yes. I'm going to attack the guy who just stabbed Agrippa.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, before that, we need to go to Titus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Titus, the guy is attacking you. You can dodge.
Okay. Again, that's totally very subjective. I can dodge, but whether I will is... Oh, 14. I do dodge.
Okay. Somehow.
You surprised yourself.
You can attack back the guy.
I will. And that is 27.
Okay. So. He cannot dodge because he's on the stairs coming up trying to catch you, make damage.
All right. I will hit him for 4 damage.
Okay. Let's see. He falls to the ground unconscious.
I raise my arms triumphantly, but then realize that it hurts to do that because I've lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, indeed. Valus, make a sanity roll. See Valus here?
Yes, I make the roll.
Okay. Okay, so you're still on the stairs, listen. You can hear people screaming. People screaming there.
No, that's probably just some echo of something happening.
Valus! Okay, Agrippa is hurt. He needs your help.
Okay, Massim.
What an oddly coincidental echo from up on the street.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the guy who just took out Agrippa.
Okay.
Am I at half on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I miss.
Okay. He keeps mumbling something. He removes his attention from Agrippa, who's now covered on those white creatures all over its body. You can see them under its skin. You can see them in their eyes. In his eyes, coming into its ears.
No, I can't. I'm not looking.
The worms roll out. The worms play pinochle on your snap.
You can dodge this guy attack.
Everybody hates me.
I presume I'm at half for my dodge, too?
Yeah, half to your... Yeah.
God!
Your course.
Yes, I missed... I would have made it, but no, I missed by half. I missed the by half.
Okay, that's, wow, 7 points total.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Negative one.
Oh.
Oh. That's the end of the group of the scene, I think.
Oh, wait. Sorry, sorry. Not negative one. Negative two.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's super dead.
Even deader.
I mean, if I was ran down, leapt off the stairs, did a ninja flip over the fire, and first aided you, you could survive.
I'll give you one last attack, Maxime. Somehow you feel like the course is removed from you. You can't attack at your full power.
Oh, that figures, because I would have made the by half anyway.
Okay.
Yes, that's a hit.
Okay. That
One. Awesome.
That's the really, really crappy Hellraiser movie, Dinner.
Yeah.
One.
Yes.
Okay. You fall to the ground. Let's see.
At least I'm not...
You are on the stairs, Titus.
At least I just died, and I'm not in a labyrinth somewhere.
Yes.
So I consider that a victory.
Titus, you can see everything happening here. You can see Maxine trying to aid Agrippa, who is down the ground covering creatures. But you notice something else here. The zombie was coming after Maxine, and he crosses the fire and catches fire. And you can see him stumbling in front of the guys.
And he falls on the bad guy. And they both burn to death. The end. And okay.
The guy that was fighting Maxine and Agrippa, he's surrounded by fire now. The zombie tries to stumble back towards the stairs and falls to the ground when the guy that was left in the chamber starts screaming as the fire starts catching up on the whole chamber, and you kind of hear a lot of, you know, thousands of screams and make a sanity roll.
Okay. Oh, four. I made it.
Oh.
Okay. The screams say something like, "We'll have our revenge."
I don't care.
You wish. You will be dead.
You can see the chamber catching fire and the bodies of
my protective layer of worms insulates me from the fire.
The bodies of Maxine and Grip are catching fire as well. The guy on the final attempt to save himself kind of crosses across the fire, but it's close, catch fire, starts screaming in pain, falls to the ground. Until it's quiet, until he's really quiet. And what are you doing, Titus?
Fleeing.
Now the question is, can Titus convince Valis to open the door?
That's the question. Valis, you hear someone knocking on the door on the other side.
Valis? Valis, it's me, it's Titus. Please open the door. Everyone's dead. Open the door.
I think clearly not everyone.
If everyone is dead, then who is this talking to you?
Advice, open the door. I will quickly open the door and pull him through and slam it closed.
All right.
Put something heavy on top of it, please.
Like Titus.
Meanwhile, Marcus and Ken are having a beer somewhere.
Exactly.
I wonder whatever happened to those guys who...
Agrippa.
What do you think, Marcus? What happened to those guys?
Agrippa, you're still in the maze.
Oh.
You still start feeling very, very warm. The heat here is suffocating, and you suddenly see the creature that you saw at the very beginning on the mosaic. The bull is coming after you, lunges, gets its axe on top of your head, and that's the end of it.
So dies Agrippa. I'm never going to roll a character with stats like his again. Oh well.
Okay, I believe this is a good time to stop the session and this chapter.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Randall. That was very entertaining.
Nice.
That was great.
I liked it when I could hear everyone dying at the door. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
So next week, right, we're an hour here then, correct?
Yep. We're at,
Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Laundry. Yeah, remember that we are playing the laundry. And we
it's the laundry.
You know, do the characters.
I should probably do the character creation thing.
Yep, I got to do that. Okay.
Yeah, you have the instructions in Google Documents. Use it all.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Later, all.
See you guys next
time. Right.
Bye.
Thanks, Randall.
All right, guys.
Bye.
See you later. Pleasure. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.